Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Sick daddy, I mean, top of love it when it does it.
niggas, was it? But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Punch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your Timbs chat. Bite the flavor, it reacts to your ghost cat. Word to mama, a chunk is a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your ass green. Bust the vibe, about to bring the noise, don't see. Let me loose up the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it, bust the rhyme to break. We bout to rip the try, I say, yo, yo, hey, hey. Hey, I flick your face and give you stitches, so niggas and bitches have to ask for fat bitches. Wait 1 sec, and I get down and roll with the heavyweight connect. Who's the stomping ground now? Don't you get the bitches, grant your riches every time. Bring it bitches when I bust the back. I know one thing the whole world is expecting is how we all connected. To break food on the same record. 5 new flavors on the beat, feel the fucking heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these marijuana trees. When I get down, I disappear, reappear and blow up everywhere. I'm fucking with these flavors in your ear.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Equipment Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I'm joined by my brother, that dude, that guy, the chocolate boy one, the deeper shade of soul, the Dark Knight himself. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you none other than J-Rob, the wise son. What's up with you, bro?
Man, the question is, what's up with you, Van Meadows? What's up, man?
Oh, how you doing? Man, I am doing phenomenal, bro. How you doing?
Listen, if I was doing any better, it would be against the law. I'm trying to tell you.
Man,
tonight's a good night.
That.
It's Little Friday. Be. Life is good.
Yeah, go on.
And on top of that, I'm on the Get Down. I'm with Van Meadows. And go on.
In the mere voice of one of my brothers from the Dudley Boys. Oh, my brother, you better testify.
In the words of Little John, okay.
My man. That's what I'm talking about. Woo! Ladies and gentlemen.
Listen.
If you listen in online, you better go ahead and dial in 319-527-6300 and press 1 when you get here. If you already here and you desire to get down with us on the mic tonight, please press 1. Tonight's show is brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
Huh. I got mine. Do they have theirs?
I don't know. I got a nice little package in the mail today from Raw Links. Let me tell you.
Is that right? You know I got to keep up, so I got to place me in the Lord. I got to keep up.
Do what you got to do, bro. Hey, let's give a shout out to Epiphany's CEO, who also happens to be the CEO of Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Hey, man, I got some exciting news today, J-Rob. And I think you got that exciting news today, too. Did you know that the Get Down, the Pimpity Radio's own Get Down, is up for Best Poetry Radio Show against some other shows in the National Poetry Circle?
Bro, I heard.
Let me be the first to say congratulations to you, good brother, for being a host of such a dynamic show, spurring creativity in the poetry land and helping the poets stretch their pens. Hats off to you, bro.
Actually, man, hats off to you. I'll tell you why. Hats off to you, For Real the Poet, and David Mott, because I had no idea what Epiphany Radio was. And you cats called me and invited me in, just had a nice conversation. You and I talked for about an hour or so. It was like, okay, you know, I'll take a shot. Let me see what this is. And that conversation turned into another conversation, turned into an invitation that turned into a secondary invitation that allowed me an opportunity to sit next to you in the co-pilot seat. And through the ups and downs, the thick and the thin, you've been there. You've been exceptional as a gentleman and levels beyond a brother. That one conversation led to the things that we try to do on Thursday night. And
yes,
Pharrell and David Mott were instrumental in making this thing happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I give a shout out to all three
indeed.
Of you brothers, because I would not be on the show without either of you. So kudos to you. But while we're giving out kudos, you got to give a shout out to Mojave. And that whole
and the Honey Dripper Collective. Man, they got nominated for Best Spoken Word Group. Bro, listen, y'all. Y'all better find that link and get out there and vote, man, for your peoples. Just get out there and vote for your peoples, man. Hats off,
listen,
man. It's just a phenomenal time in poetry, man, and I'm just glad that I get the opportunity to do it night in, night out, week after week. And tonight is the Get Down. Special tonight, Jay.
Talk to him.
I'm gonna let you go ahead and let the cat out the bag. I'm not saying nothing.
All right, cool. Check this out, y'all. Tonight, Van and I would like to know something. What is so special about your ink? Say a whole lot to think about. What's so special about your ink? Now, all poets are special. But what's so special about your ink? This is your time to brag about your ink. This is a time when you and your pen should be having a conversation. And it's your turn to brag about your pen. What's so special about your ink tonight on the Get Down? I can't wait. I really can't wait. And since I can't wait, Van Meadow, if you don't mind, would you mind if I asked you, could you please tell us something about your ink?
Hey, man, it'd be my pleasure, man. It'd be my pleasure.
Please go ahead and get on.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, my brother. To whom it may concern, my ink? Let me think. To me, there's nothing special about it. Unless I mention something that makes you forget or regret it, I never use my ink drip to vilify. Just make sure you've had the chance to rectify that which made us become unstable in the process. So that way I can scribe about the birds and bees in peace with much success, knowing that I don't have to become a slam poet with you as my target. Because what the world needs is love and not hate. So allow my words to help dissipate any illusions that I don't care for my brother or sister, because I'm definitely a forgiver. Just don't take my kindness for weakness. Otherwise, you'll get introduced to my pen's berserker rage while you pray for forgiveness. As the Times New Roman's nouns and verbs eloquently depict you as my new literary character exclusively. for this poem. So, yeah, let me think. There's nothing special about my ink. Until you awaken the beast incarnate, lying dormant with your insensitive racial biases to discriminate. Any untruths that I have to now take apart, piece by piece, bit by bit, layer by layer, and that's just the start. See, because in those moments, I don't care about your feelings, especially when I see how you're dealing with the nature that you think I care about your privilege. Where I'm from, we know it takes a village to raise up a child that you have not slaughtered yet like cattle. What's the matter? You afraid my words may cause people to rise up? Maybe you hope we would give up. Nah, no way we would allow ourselves to go backwards when the promise of hope lies forward. So I say again, my ink, let me think. To me, there's nothing special about it unless I mention something that makes you forget it or regret it. Send a mind of poetic.
I'm mad at you. Mad at you. Awaken the beast incarnate.
Yeah.
You afraid that my words will cause people to rise up? Maybe you hope we would just give up? But nah, no way. Would we go and allow ourselves to go backwards when the promise of hope lies forward? So I say again, my ink. Let me think. To me, there's something special about it, unless I mention something that makes you forget or regret it. My ink. My ink. Because I'm definitely a forgiver. I just don't take my kindness for weakness. Otherwise, you get introduced to my pen, berserker rage, while you pray for forgiveness. As time's new Roman nouns and verbs eloquently depict you as my new literary character, exclusively for this poem. Yeah, let me think about my ink. You ain't shit. I love this piece.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it, man.
I love this. There's a lot in here to unpack. This has flavor. There's a couple of different ways I could take this piece, because I could take it from very, very angry. I could take it to something soft-spoken, and then I could take it back to that original Bruce Banner. You don't want to see me when I'm angry.
That part.
Then again, pressure luck. I just might write a piece about you.
Right.
And the way you behave. You keep it up. Hey, and that's two sides, because if I'm angry, I'm going to write something angry. But if I'm in love, I'm going to write about the love of my life. It is June, yeah, right? Okay, cool,
it
cool.
Is.
I thought you was on to something. It is June. We'll touch that later on in the month, but it is June. All right, cool. Cool.
Hey.
I really enjoyed
your piece. I appreciate you, bro. Listen. I'm going to get out of the way. Because my ink is nothing special. But your ink, I'm dying to hear. So, my brother, if you would be so kind, please get on down.
Thank you, sir. Special ink. Well, My ink isn't special. My ink is like bread, intellectually thinking about how to get a rise out of you, how to get you to taste these emotions that's riding on a roller coaster. A roller coaster that's stuck on top, hanging like a hand pound that won't come down. It's alive. It's alive. Alive and pulsating ink inserted into your vein, saying the same name, and it hits just like it's on time. My ink hits like it's in the top 10 searches like Google or America Online, searching for new minds to insert itself into. You know what I've been through? That's why I see you and I speak to you, because these words are not hollow, but they are see-through. My ink is something different. It's not rainbow bright. It's not a bright light. It blots out the night like something to lean on, as if you suddenly saw a star but follow where the ink is dripping, because that's exactly where we are. You see, my ink don't need to shine. My ink has this afro sheen kind of gleam. It's like the perfect afro, the sharpest beard, the loudest roar, with finger waves hanging on dreadlocks of my emotions. Because my notions are true. My ink comes from me. but I'm hoping that my ink touches you like deja vu, or you can sip on this like it's bitch's brew, because what's old is new, and even for the few, there's nothing left to say, but it's just for something to say to all of you. My ink said it all to y'all. Nothing special about it, so just let me write about it so they can tell y'all about it. I just want you to enjoy everything about it as if it's dripping off of my plate. Because now it's time for me to go. Since it's dripping off my plate, you see, me and my ink, we're headed for another late night first date. And I got so much I want to write about. But my ink, my ink is nothing special. It's just attached to me like skin. And hopefully when I'm done, you'll have that Cheshire Cat grin. My ink. I just hope you enjoy my ink and you find it special. This is J-Rod, the wise son, and that is a deeper shade of soul.
Man. Man. Y'all hear this? Y'all hear this smoothness? Hey, but I'm going to see. I'm going to try to hear something. I'm going to try to hear something, right? Because J-Rod the Wise Son is a dynamite poet, first and foremost. But that's my brother, y'all. And when it comes to metaphors and wordplay, he does a miraculous thing with it. So check this out. He said, my ink don't need to shine. This ink has that afro sheen gleam. It's like the perfect afro in the sharpest bid, the loudest roar with finger waves, hanging on to the dreadlocks of my emotions. My notions are true. Wordplay with metaphors and the afroism of that line. Bro, you are sick.
I be trying,
bro. You sick cat.
I be trying.
I'm so glad. I am so glad you wrote my piece tonight. Whew, I'm so glad. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Listen.
Because you're an amazing poet, so thank you.
It was my pleasure to ink that for you. But if we're going to be fair, thank you for writing mine.
Fair is fair. Oh, you. Hey, but look, take we could do this all night, as we always say. But we got a poetry lineup that is sick right now, and I want y'all to strap on your seatbelts, get your minds ready for the poets that are about to come up, and man, listen, J-Rob, I don't know about you, man, but I am ready to dive right in to some poetry goodness. How about you?
Don't stop. Get it. Let's put some poetry in it.
My man. Ladies and gentlemen, first up to the mic tonight, this evening, is none other than the brother that I look up to, I respect highly. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you one, Joe, the verbal mind dancer. What's good, my brother?
Hey, good afternoon, good evening, Brother Van. What's up, brother? How you doing, man? J-Rob the Wild Son, good to hear you,
man.
What's up, yo?
Joe, what's up, man?
Good to hear you, bro. Good to hear you.
Long time no hear, man.
Yeah, it's been a minute, for sure.
You've been doing all right, though, bro?
Bro, you've been missed.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I appreciate that, gentlemen. Hey, congratulations, man, being nominated, man. I saw that up there. That's what's up, man.
Thank you, bro.
Of course,
bro.
Man. You
appreciate
know, you. Blast from the past, no. And I saw the get down. That say, well, all right, man. That's what I'm talking about, man.
Listen, somebody out there loves it. I was like, wow.
Yeah,
wow,
man.
The nomination is incredible.
The nomination, absolutely.
Straight humble.
Indeed.
Thank you, bro.
Indeed.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, we look at the plethora of platforms out there, man, and be chosen out of all that, man. That's something special right there, gentlemen. So, yeah, congratulations again.
Yeah, that's
Hey, listen, man, to get down would not be to get down without poets and individuals like yourself. So we appreciate
that
you for being
fact.
A part of this journey. You know, we cannot take that credit, man. This is y'all's show, man. We just here. And we just love when y'all come through and do y'all thing. Because, man, that nomination is just as much as yours as it is ours. So thank you, bro.
Oh, man. Respect, brother. Gratitude. I appreciate that. Thank you.
So tonight, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, man, we want to know what's so special about your ink. We're going to get out of the way, give you the spotlight, and let you go ahead and get on down.
All right, I appreciate it. Here we go. Ain't really nothing special about my ink, but sometimes I have a failure to communicate. I've been away for a minute, like I was no longer in it. Writer's block, drop 10, it doesn't matter how you spin it. Life gives you circumstances with no way to defend it. So I did time with my mind, and the rules, I just bend them. A few posts of my own, but nothing was in them. I read some others' words, but no thanks to send them. I was at a loss for words, and the cost was absurd. I couldn't fill in the blanks on my tax form, you heard? These missing words had me disturbed. These missing words had me perturbed. But I wasn't worried. I wasn't in a hurry to just jot down anything, and I'm still in my search to reach the profound. Shit, took me a minute to write these words down. I may seem evasive, but that's not the case here. If you don't see me around, I have nothing to say, dear. It's not because I don't love you, I do. This lack of words has me feeling a bit blue. A little green will get me high, but that won't fly. I'm not that guy who gets by with medicated inspiration. Reread it 10 minutes later and start erasing. I can't say how long I'll stay in this rut. It's as defeating as coitus interrupts us and pulled out a thought before I spill out my next flow. I may come back. I may not. I don't know. I won't ask you to bear with me. There are others who still show their craft, their talent. Their pen's out of balance. My pen is out of sync without a drop of ink. And all I can think of is I can't think, I can't think. No verbal bling to sparkle and dazzle. It's as if my mind has become unraveled. No witty repartee, just some shitty wordplay. This dry spill of the ink wheel has gone on for several days. Now, I have deadlines to meet. I'm stroking with no skeet and got to grab and rehash some words from last week. And I build them like Legos. Try and turn a new phrase, though, it's like crossing the border, exchanging dollars for pesos. No bueno, no bueno. It's driving me insane, so I'll end this loss for words with a quotable saying that goes, when a poet's mind is at rest, it's just making room for more awesomeness. Ever written a bad poem, and kudos have been posthumous. I've been asked this question time and time again. Frozen comments like a deer caught in headlights. Did I say it right? Have I triggered years of suppressed emotions? I'm on a stage with silent likes. I got the feeling I shouldn't come back. Is this the new boo hiss? What did I miss? I love the sound of fingertips. Even yo, yo, that joint was lit. But don't string me along like I'm the shit. I don't know if I've written a bad poem, if no one tells me this. Am I double entendre intolerant? College ruled without a scholar's pen? I want my audience to be hollering, and silence is the stage where I rest my pen. Am I misunderstanding, and silence is a grand thing? Am I being too demanding for something not felt? Like salt on a slug begins to melt, have the smiles within me gone below the belt? I don't get feedback. Do I quill my quill? Do I squash my speak, be silent and be still? Is this that bad poem that's finally been revealed? Has the listener been told to give up applause? The second that happens, it gives me pause. Can laughter and claps just because? The host with the most is trying to keep the lights on. Is my vernacular that spectacular? I can avoid the parameters of iambic pentameter. If I can express my demands for her, can my poetry make me the man for her? or am I just too bland to get a show of hands? Should I try to fake cry and show I'm a vulnerable man? As abominable as that sounds, are there lessons to be found? Wilted ego or not, that's not how I get down. And I've been called a legend. I've been compared to Poe. Is this a bad poem? I don't fucking know. Crickets may be kissing it. I should say kiss my biscuits, but I never even received a request. Am I the back channel joke on someone's behest? Any flowers for the power of the last guest? I'm going down in the goo and be silent. Peace, y'all. Thank you.
You just came to show off, didn't you? You've been going for so long, you just came to show off, didn't you? Did you? You've been going for a minute. He's like, let me show you what y'all done been missing. Woo! 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 Man, did you hear it? Woo!
Do I hear it? Boy, that's... There's definitely something special about his ink, ladies and gentlemen. Definitely something special. And Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer is amazing, bro. Man. Hey, man, I'm so glad I'm here for this, man. I thank you, brother. I'm so glad I'm here for this. Amazing wordplay. Bro. Go ahead, bro.
Nah, I'm just going to say thanks for the format, you know, gentlemen, man. I appreciate the invite. You know, it was an honor to be here, man. Congratulations to you, Cass, man. Real, man.
Thank you so much, man. Now, you know you're a staple here, bro. So you welcome any time, man. You never need an invite, man. You just got to do a show up and say, hey, peek in the door. Hey, I'm here. Okay, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that, brother, man. I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, what he said.
All right, good brother. We're going to get you over to the Get Down Dance. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jay. No. Go ahead, Jay.
That was just awesome. That was just awesome. And, yo, he didn't even take any air in. You know how sometimes we get thrown to the floor and we just real quick? Yo, he just flowed. Bro, I could not stop smiling. I was like, oh, my God, he's going in. Whew. Joe, thank you for this. Man, listen, stop making me miss you, man. Stop making me miss you. This was awesome.
I appreciate that, Brother J. Rod, the wise son. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Nah, man, we thank you, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor. Brother, you got to go. Now, look, you the first one over there. You got to go over there. You got to set the tone for the evening on the dance floor. Are you ready, bro? Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, the Huckabuck's still in style.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our good brother, Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic, yo.
Peace, King.
Bro, now that's the way you start a show. That's the way you start a show.
Listen, I love it. And just to let everybody know, y'all better check out the event page. It's Remix Thursday. I'm putting up all the dopest remixes for... come through! Tonight is that night. Spit your poetry. Get these remixes. Let's get down. Who do we have next, man?
Bro, next up we got Epiphany's own Mrs. VIP. Hey, Mrs. VIP.
Well, hello, Poetic. Hello, J-Rod, the wise son. How are you tonight?
Hey, Mrs.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. And yourself?
Listen, I'm good now. She done said hello to me with that voice band. With that voice band.
I see. Yes, loud. Yes, loud.
Mm-hmm. Woo-wee.
Mm.
Listen, Miss VIP. Listen, with all that that you be putting on your voice and you're talking all that zhuzh, that you put on your poetry, all that zhuzh. I need a favor.
Okay.
Tonight, girl, we want to know why you're pissed about your ink when you put that zhuzh on it. You know what I mean? And tonight's that night.
Okay.
So we want to hear the zhuzh when you put tell us about your ink. So please, if you don't mind, get on that.
Well, thank you. I don't think my ink is that special, but it reveals who I am. Whether my alter ego, how I flow, it's all love, no matter where I go. My ink is more special when I spit. When you hear the inflection of my tone, you're going to feel a slew of emotions, some subtle, but some down to the bone. My ink has the capacity to change your mind, to empathize with you in an effort to give you options and peace you may not be able to find. One thing my ink cannot do is materialize and hold you when you feel down. I can only hope and pray you find the answers you seek. But my ink can cheer you up to give hope so you can bear your... I think my ink is special at times. Believe it or not, it's not about rhymes, but being perceptive, receptive, moreover subjective to what's being said, you know? Remember, it's all about what I say, how I sound, how I flow. And that's that piece.
Ooh. So this is what kind of night it's going to be, huh, man?
Yeah, apparently so. Apparently so.
So this is what kind of night it's going to be, huh, man?
It's the kind of night it's going to be. It's the kind of night. The way she speaks, the way she flows.
She just came in here and seduced every microphone in the whole spot. And they're like, you know what? I don't give a damn. She can talk to me, and I'll be her ink, and I'm electronic. Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, my
right.
God. I'm just like, what?
She did that. She did it. Yep. Yeah, Ben is going
to... So you just came in to show off, right? Yeah, you just came in to show off, didn't you? Is this what you're doing? This where we at? I thought we were friends.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. I thought we were friends. Right. This is what we doing now?
Right.
Uh-huh. This is what we doing. Okay. I'm with you. I'm going to stand back, and I'm going to just watch now. Uh-huh. I see you.
All right.
I see how you playing. I see how you playing unfairly. Come with all that joy. Mm. I see you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dope ass ink, though. But I see all that joy.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
See why, son, when you throw something out like this, it makes someone take a look at their reflection and see just what's special about their ink. And she closed this thing. She closes in with the way she speaks and the way she flows. Yay! We need
New Max.
Phenomenal ink, Mrs. VIP. Phenomenal ink.
Well, thank you so much. You.
No. Thank you. Thank you.
You silver tongue diva, you.
That part. All right. That part. Now, you ready to join Joe the Rebel Mind Dancer out there on that dance floor? You ready?
I most certainly am.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I might convince
him to
do a two-step for me.
Ooh, two-step. She go two-step. two-step into the huckabuck.
One love, one mic, gentlemen.
This is the kind of night.
So this is where we at, huh, man?
Okay. This is where we at, bro. This is where we at. Next up, you ready? Are you ready for the next one? You ready for the next one?
Yes, indeed. Yes, please.
Whew. Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany's own La Pearl of La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, poetic. Hey, Jay, bro. Forgot your name, Floyd. I didn't forget.
Really?
I got stumped because I was trying to finish up the very last bit of my piece. But I got to say, Congratulations, gentlemen. Why wouldn't y'all be nominated? Why wouldn't y'all?
Listen, I got to tell the guys honest truth. This would not happen if Van was not writing my poetry every week. I'm telling you.
Everybody
happy to be along for the ride.
Move back away from your devices. We don't want the electrical current to move through all of us when that lightning strikes. He writes his poetry and mine. So please back up, back away. Please just back away. Don't get close.
Lord, none. He will not let me give him his profit.
Don't get close.
Oh, wow. You guys are amazing. I've been telling y'all that for a long time. I said the Get Down is like my favorite show on Epiphany, and I know that I'm not the only one that feels that way. So, I mean, why not, y'all? I'm telling y'all this is big. It's big.
The nomination is huge.
It is.
The nomination is incredible. If in fact that there's an opportunity for us to win, I'll be levels beyond ecstatic, but I'm stoked just by being nominated.
Absolutely.
The Get Absolutely. Down, the Honey Drippers, and with Ben and I being part of the original Honey Drippers, you being a Honey Dripper, the VIP, Mojave bringing us all together, this is just a whole family affair. This is just completely dope.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Now, I mean, stop. You know, I don't want my eyes to start sweating from the words that you are laying upon us, okay? I don't want my eyes to start sweating. So me and J-Rob, we're going to go to the back, and we're going to get some, they have these portable ACs now that you can handhold, and we're going to blow them in our eyes so that our eyes can stop sweating. And we're going to let you have the mic. And let you go ahead and get on down and tell us what's so special about your ink. So get on down.
Thank you. I am. It's what's so special about my ink. Because every time the point of my pen is about to make contact with paper, I have already injected the essence of my soul and body of it. The protective light of the warrior in me for those I love, injected. The blood from pieces of shattered dreams and hurt, injected. Sweat from shooken anxiety that couldn't be calmed, injected. Tears shed that my pen paused for because it's too hard to write when they keep hitting the paper first. Living the story created for me in this lifetime, even though at the core of my heart is perfected love uncovered, injected. The pricelessness of knowing who I am, injected. See, I know that the magic formula is self-belief plus inspired action. That means the peaceful relationship I have within myself will always be obtainable, never untenable. So I am is what's so special about my ink. That's their piece.
Yeah. First of all, you pulled me in when you said the moment the point of my pen makes contact with the paper, because I visually saw that happening. And from that moment, I was drawn into this piece. Like, yo, how can I use that line somewhere in one of my pieces? Because that is brilliant.
Oh,
what a way to grab! What a way to grab someone's attention about what's so special about your ink. And you said, "I am."
Mm-hmm.
That is a powerful statement. Mm-hmm. Kudos for this. Kudos for this ink. Dope. Why, son?
Thank you.
So, Van, I'm going to be appearing tonight. Folks is just coming in on, so let me show off what I do when this pen is in my paper. And this pen is in my hand, and the paper is like, really? So you just going to do me like that and walk away, huh? Or you just going to write all this, and I'm just supposed to stand here and take it, right? And the pen is on top of the paper, like, take that, take that, take that. And she winds up coming up with stuff like this. This is showing off. This is showing off. Don't let her tell you nothing different, brother. This is showing off. I'm loving it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all the ones
I feel like
our pen.
I feel like that's what we're going to get tonight, Jay. We're gonna get that I'm showing off ink tonight. I'm showing off.
So
I'm here for it.
This is where we're at.
I'm here for it.
This is what y'all do to us, man. Y'all do this. Y'all bring this out in us. And I don't know what it is about this show. It's always like a last-minute thing for me. But I wind up coming up with something. Y'all just, oh, man. I love you guys. Y'all already know it. Thank
we
you.
Love you, too. Now, we got Jerda Verbal over there doing the huckabuck. We got Miss VIP, Mrs. VIP, two-stepping to the huckabuck. Now we need you to get over there and add whatever you're going to add to that dance ensemble that's being created right now. Are you ready for that?
I'm just sliding in. Yeah, I'm sliding and jiggle.
Woo, she's going to slide and jiggle. Ladies and gentlemen, the pivot is on. La Pearl, La Negra, on her way to the Get Down dance floor. One love, one mic, and take your socks off.
Baby,
wow.
Baby.
Wow.
Woo-wee. She's sliding and jiggling her way on through that, my son. You heard it.
Like, for real, for real.
I can't make this stuff up. I can't make it up.
You can't.
I can't.
Wow.
But we got a treat. We got a treat coming up next, J-Rob. We got a treat.
Talk to me.
I'm not even going to announce her. I'm going to open her mic and let her do her grandiose words of entry that she always does when she comes onto the show. I'm just going to open her mic.
Hello, fellow Aries. Hello, chocolate Libra. This is Passion Maker Poet.
Hey,
Paris, hey, what is happening?
What's happening?
On your nomination. Well deserved.
Didn't Van do good?
Yes, and so do you, crazy.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for reminding him who he is. Don't make me sound like Mufasa out here. J-Rob, everything that the light touches is your kingdom.
Wow. And if we're going to go there, I distinctly remember a story about Van Middles as a little kid holding a microphone instead of a bottle, and someone hosting him up to God saying, "Behold, the only thing greater than yourself, my son, the poet." I was like, it was at that moment that I knew I was going to enjoy Roots. That was the time. That's when I knew I was going to have a good time. Watch
your room. Well, Passionate the Poet, it is so good to hear your voice. It is so good to have you here, my BFF.
Thank you, honey.
In the words of Rakim, it's been a long time.
I know it, and I'm sorry.
It's okay. She came to the Get Down and said, "Time out. Sorry I kept you." But you're here.
Yes,
you're here. And because I figure you probably at work. Dig this. I'm going to cut to the chase. Since we got something special, I'm going to cut to the chase. Baby, what is so special about your ink? Please. For me. Not for Van. For me. Because Van writes my piece. just please get on down.
Well,
I did not write a piece particularly for the theme, but I can answer the question before I say my piece. So what's so special about my ink? I believe that it is my soul in literary art form. So what you see is what you get, and then some.
Did she just say, hold on. Did she just say my soul in literary art form so eloquently?
Yes.
I love that. Ooh. Y'all would have me writing pieces to all y'all lines tonight. Y'all keep it up now.
That's cool. You owe me some collabs anyway, bro.
I do.
We'll get on that later. I know
we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
We're going to have to tone it down.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it. But last son, can you usher her to the mic, please?
The name of my piece is "Can I Undress You?"
Oh Lord!
Please get on down.
Can I undress your thoughts? Saturate their existence, leaving little to no room for drought, no place for self-doubt, only esteem. I'm gonna demonstrate what making love to your mind really means. I want to increase your dopamine, reinforce boundaries, give applause to your mental soliloquies, stroke your frontal and temporal lobes with wisdom, support, and guidance. Oh, how you glow in your resilience as life has defied you. My desire to impede your hypothalamus tip drill until you are aesthetically filled. Perpendicular, obtuse, cylindrical, but like a vampire, I have to be invited. So can I? Can I cover you, intertwine and enraptured over and under you, experience your silks and milks with feathers, candlelight, and shallow wet petals? Engage with me in verbal libations, inebriated with becoming stuck and undone. I am engorged. You are beyond moist, orgasmic vulnerability unraveling. As we pour into each other's souls, having intellectual coitus, sapiosexual intercourse, and you are the main dish. Ask me whatever your heart desires. I am an open book. You are the photography selected personally by the creator. No other fate is greater than to receive face from you. I see your dimples and cluster of freckles, heart-shaped face, enigmatic grin. I'm all in. Can I be your safe space, living in a world held in contempt because everyone is a judge except in their own defense? I want to build foundations where no other entity can corrupt or disrupt or unfuck. I want to be bathed in your in sync with your ebb and flow. Inside your conduits, be electrical. If you're my Mad Max, then I'm your Thunderbone. I want you as my home. No long distance, no roam. One band, one sound. That's the only rhythm I know. In peace.
Damn. I just got pregnant.
Wow.
I didn't even know it was possible to be pregnant with so much abundance of sapiosexual vibes. I had no idea what this piece just did to me. My God. My God. Thank you. Thank
you.
Wow. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Wow.
Let me get some of that out of my teeth. Excuse me. Yeah. Delicious meal. Wise son, please talk to her.
You had to do that while I was on the phone, right? You had to do that while I was on the phone. You couldn't wait till later, could you? You just had to do that while I was on the phone. And
yes.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't like Van right now because Van, so we're licking his lips, and and he's somewhere enjoying himself. And I can tell by the way he's smacking his lips that something got in his beard and maybe dripped off his forehead and what have you.
It was that bathing in that.
She caught my attention when she was like, hey, can I be your slave? Or maybe I can undress your thoughts.
Yeah.
Let me take intimacy on a wild ride consisting of you and everything that I'm about to say to you. You're not ready. I'm not talking to her. They coming in here showing off, man. And this is her.
They are.
This is her,
too. Really,
talking about I'm at work,
my,
so I'm going to just do a little
my hypothalamus and my temporal lobe and, whoo, Lord. Lord, have mercy. God.
Well, her esophagus asking, what is this? What the hell, man? What the hell?
Right. Right.
Well, you know, you got to make love to the man first before the body.
Before the body, absolutely. Whew, Lord, let me.
That is what they say.
Let's get her to the dance floor so she can dance a few before she got to get back to work. Cause
please walk slow.
Is that what it is? Okay. I hate to see you leave, but I love to see you walk away. That's you, John?
Yeah.
That's you, John?
No. I like both.
Yeah.
I like both. But yes, when you walk away. I'm insane.
Right.
Thank you
Let's
for having
get you
me.
Over. No, thank you.
No,
Let's
thank
get you.
You
to the dance floor. So you can enjoy what's left of the show before you got to get back to doing what you're doing. But one love, one mic.
One love, one mic, baby.
Ooh, ladies and gentlemen, that's Passionate the Poet coming through here, starting three alarm blazes and whatnot. Whew.
Getting brothers pregnant. Uh-huh. That ain't right.
That ain't right. Definitely not right. So, let's keep this party going. We're going to move to another one of the most respected brothers of this community. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Double A, a.k.a. Anthony Arnold, a.k.a. Kingpin. What's good with you, bro?
Not much. How y'all doing?
Tonight's a great night. Good brother.
Good to hear your voice. Doing great, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. First and foremost, I would like to congratulate you guys on the nominations. I have been that way, and I got lucky enough to win it in 2015. So hopefully you guys will carry the same. Hopefully you guys get to that point.
Truly hoping.
Hoping, yes, sir.
Truly, truly hoping. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And yes, I voted already.
My brother.
Thank you.
Indeed. Thank you so much, bro. Means a lot to us.
Oh, no problem. I will vote as many times as they let me.
I know that's right, bro.
Keep voting.
My brother, tonight, we are asking the question, what's so special about your ink? And my brother Kingpin, if you would please get on down.
I don't know if there's anything really special about my ink, to tell you the God honest truth. I've always tried to inform and to let people know about some of the things they didn't. And I've been doing this now since 2011. So I don't know if you would call it special or what you would call it, but I look at it as a calling to just to put it out there and give you a inkling as to what's happened over the years and what's continuing to happen. And that's all my ink is. It's a portal. But the piece I have for you guys is called I Want My Poetry To. I want my poetry to inform, to let people know we are not sheep, to be led to the slaughterhouse. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. That in spite of the world being against us, that in spite of our own being against us, despite everything being against us, no weapon formed against us, I want my poetry to rage, to let the world know we will not fade into the darkness, that we are and always will be a force not to be taken lightly. I want my poetry to mourn with those who have lost loved ones, with those whose hearts are broken, no matter the color of their skin. I want my poetry to rejoice, to celebrate the joy of life, to love one another, to realize the dream. I want my poetry to. And that's a piece.
I love this.
Indeed.
I love this for so many reasons, man. Because when the brother does this kind of work, you know me. You know me. For the longest he said, I'm a jazz head. And when I'm hearing him do a piece like this, off in the back of the club, I'm hearing a trumpet. And he's playing not a high note. He's just giving it to you real, like when you heard Mo' Better Blues the first time, and you heard that,
yeah.
that elongated with the trumpet. I'm hearing him,
yeah.
And I'm just hearing that trumpet over and over again. And when he's delivering this piece, that cat's got the trumpet with the sunglasses on. And it's just coming out real cool. And the audience is like telling other people, shh. And everybody's digging it at the same time. And when he finishes, they're like, I was hoping he had more to say. And that's why I was with this piece. This is just really dope for me. And I'm still hearing that trumpet when he's playing this. I love this piece, and I love how you delivered this, bro.
Thank you, much appreciated.
I agree, man. The delivery of the piece, you deliver it with such precision, calm and serene, like an assassin. Very deliberate with your words, what you have to say, reminding us. And man, I love this piece, man. Kingpin, you know I'm a fan of your work, brother. And this is another piece that I thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, I went back to the archives for this one. This one was written in 2016.
Yeah. Nice!
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Still relevant today. Dope, dopey.
Very much so. Very much.
All right,
so.
My brother.
I love it.
We appreciate you as always. But now it's that part of the show, man, where you got to get out there on the dance floor, man. So I hope you're ready.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna pull out my George Jefferson tonight.
My man, woo, we got it.
Yo, let's go.
All right, my brother. One love, one mic. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. Appreciate you.
One love, one right.
One love, one
right. That is our good brother, Double A, King Penn, Anthony Arnold.
Whew.
This is Tiffany. Radio. Real.
Real, real, Network. Your Porti Asset, the next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing soon to
be
there.
Epiphany.
All right. Tune into Epiphany Radio. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, 319-527-6300. And please press 1 when you get here. If you already here and you have not done so and you desire to get down with us, go ahead and press that 1. I'm your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And joining me tonight, as always, none other than that dude, J-Rob the Wise Son. How you feeling, bro, about that first hour? Last time, you there? Did I lose you? You muted? Did we lose J-Rob? Did we lose him? J-Rob the Wise Son. Calling J-Rob
I'm
the
right
Wise
here.
Son.
I'm,
well, I'm talking to you,
I'm
bro.
Right
we
here.
Can't hear you. We can't
no,
hear
I
you, man.
Hear you.
Where you at? Where you at?
Can you hear me now?
I was asking. I can hear you now. Okay, Verizon. We can hear you now. No, I was asking how you feel about that first hour, bro.
First hour is absolutely dope. Spectacular. Absolutely wicked. You know.
Wicked mind.
I gotta play some music that reflects how I'm feeling. And I'm really digging what we've been listening to. Shout out to everybody who blessed the mic just now, this first hour. This was awesome. I can't wait for the second hour.
Well, let's dive in.
Let's go.
Next up on the mic, we got a C-34 music, y'all. C-Double in the house. What's good, bro?
Hey, I'm doing well. What's good with y'all? Congratulations on your nomination. And I'm not going to go Kanye with the Taylor Swift thing. So y'all deserve it.
I appreciate you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, no problem. This is a good
Much
show.
Appreciated,
I mean,
sir.
I'm here in Blaxploitation. And premature ejaculations all over this place. This, wow. How do I follow all that? I don't know. But I'm enjoying it.
We appreciate you, brother.
Well, thank you
Absolutely.
For coming through,
thank
brother.
You.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, that's what
you know,
she
we
said.
We truly, truly, truly appreciate you. Well, mm-hmm. I ain't trying to be her, but as your brother, I appreciate you.
Yeah. Thanks.
Since we happen to be here tonight, we're asking, what is so special about your ink? So, I'm gonna forcibly move Van out the way because I know he's a fan. He's gonna ask for an autograph, but I would like for you to answer that question poetically. And would you please, for the two of us, get on down?
Yahweh, that's what makes my ink special. Now, my piece is called You Don't Have to Wonder. You know my schedule like clockwork. I wake up to you every morning. I go to bed with you every night. I come home to you from a hard day's work. What's up with the questions here? I don't know what your previous man did to you to cause you not to trust my word. Giving me the third degree as I'm watching the game. But you better recognize who this is in your presence. I'm not him. Always asking who she, like I got a taste for hoochie, that ooze yeast, infections of blue cheese. You so insecure, now you think I sleep with groupies? Shoot, I thought you knew me, fool, please. If my dedication and the effort to stay disciplined towards you the tunnel vision to remain committed and avoid who you call bitches doesn't convince you, then I'm into you only, and I'm not combing through the bushes of the lonely, then what we got is phony. You don't have to wonder. I'm gone. Find yourself another punching bag. Maybe I should have cheated. Instead of wasting my time with you, that would satisfy what you're feeling. I should find someone who needs me, someone who believes me, sees the real me. But you don't have to wonder. I'm leaving. So you can be with some creep who can deal with you. I had to say this in person. And not waste this special indelible ink. I'm walking out wearing these Adidas shell toes into hell with what you think. In peace.
Once again, Ben, these cats is coming in here on just so let me show off and show y'all exactly how to spit this ink.
This right, ink is
really, really
right.
Dope. Really, really
right.
Dope.
And he sitting there talking about him and how he going to come behind all of that. Just like
that,
he just
that
did.
Part right there. That part right there. I don't know how to come off of him.
I don't know how I'm gonna come behind. Man, what? Yeah, all right. I don't know who he thought he was fooling, bro, with this ink. I don't know who he thought he was fooling. But he wasn't fooling that.
Maybe I was channeling my Teddy Pendergrass and the song Be For Real. Sit down and listen. No, sit down.
That's what's up, man. This is a dope piece.
In other words, Ben, let me show off for a second.
Hey,
I got something.
And when we're talking about your ink, man, it's okay, man. Hey, listen, you're defining what's special about your ink to you, so show up. Show up and show out. It's okay.
I appreciate you. Yes. Thank
you. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Now, we ready to get
thank
you.
And hold up. And J-Rob,
go ahead.
There is
ahead,
a friend
bro.
Request out there because you know your boy was hacked.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Yo, I did not know. I will check my friend request and see to it to answer them. Because you know
some of them don't. You know what the problem is, C-Double. Here's the problem.
Wow.
We're talking about J-Rob the Riot. He's got like 1,000 friend requests that are sitting up there unanswered because he's so dope. He just can't get to them all. So you're probably somewhere at the bottom of that list because he has to go through them in order, and he just ain't got to you yet.
Quack,
so
quack.
Give him till the end of the week. He'll probably got to you, you know, tomorrow. Maybe we'll get you tomorrow.
I do understand that because, you know, I am too sexy for my cat. So, you know, I do get it. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Fred. Some of y'all don't even know that, but you'll Google it. Google it.
Yeah.
That's all. Just Google it. You'll understand. Just Google it.
You'll understand.
Yeah.
All right, my brother. We'll get you over to the Get Down dance floor, man. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you, my brothers.
Peace, King.
Ladies and gentlemen, C-Double 34 Music on his way to the dance floor. Next up, Watson, we have Epiphany's own Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Edwina. Or Zarina. Just pick one.
Are you serious? You serious?
Hello.
I'm serious. Here she is in the flesh. Here she is.
Phenomenal. Good evening to you, Queen.
Thank you. Same to you guys. It looks like it's going amazing. I've been listening.
A thousand pardons for me not believing that you would grace our show, beloved. A thousand pardons.
Oh, I'm going to mess with you like Jerry. Well, I'm very happy to be here. Thank you, guys.
We're happy you are here. Believe it.
Oh, Oh, man. Well, let me start by telling you guys congratulations on your nominations, and you know where my vote went. And, gosh, put the link in those
so
I want to see a lot of them because the Get Down is definitely a place we could come and stretch your ink. And, you know, it's well-deserved, definitely well-deserved. I'm proud of you guys.
Thank you so much.
I didn't think anybody would notice this little tiny show that he and I got going on. You know, mm-hmm. the fact that Van writes damn near everything that we put out, I didn't think that people would pay us any attention, and I'm humbled. Somebody listened and told somebody about
that. That's right.
I'm humbled.
That's
really
awesome.
Dope.
That's
so
really
thank
awesome.
You. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. More than you know.
All right. So what do we have going on tonight? What is the question you got?
J-Rod, will you usher her?
It'd be my pleasure. Move.
I'm moving, man.
And you know she tall. She like 6'11 over here. Hey, quick. Listen. Tonight, if you can hear me from all the way up there, tonight, we're asking what is so special about your ink.
Ooh.
And after the video that I saw about you in Albany, girl, your ink got problems. Because your ink is like, I'm the star. You're like, no. I'm the star. Your ink is like, no, that would be me. And the paper's like, I got both of y'all beat. Because if she thought about it, you wrote it, and I got it. So tonight is what is so special about your ink. And now that I got Van out the way, I'm going to just look at you because I know you got them heels on. Oh, Lord. Yes, you do. Listen, would you please get on down?
Okay, so start. I don't know what's so special about my ink. I think I just try my best to put the crazy words in my head onto paper in the most, you know, the best way that I know how. So, and some of them people like, so I'm glad about that. I feel like I'm spreading a message that's, in, you know, from inside, and that's what's important to me. Anyway, this piece right here is called Mannish Boy, and it's the last piece that I wrote. All right. Hey, little man, big man, king, Mansa, Musa, you a man already. You gonna be a better man than your deadbeat daddy, you gotta be. I cut up all my good books to cushion the burden of this beautiful black man, God-gifted skin you landed in. That's why I named you Regal Things, or maybe your own unique claim to fame. Or maybe I named you a good old name that get good black men good jobs. See, I even named you on purpose. I blew Bible verses in your ears. Young black guys ain't got no time for lullabies. I'm going to train up a man. I'm going to raise me a man. Gold chain, got your chest out, dressed to impress out, looking like the same nigga that had me stressed out and my own daddy that stepped out. I gave you everything I thought a good man needed. The rest I thought I left out. But after 3 generations without a man around the house, it's a chance I'm speaking words over you that I can't even pronounce, but if it takes every ounce of me and my last shred of dignity, I'm going to raise you to be the greatest man that ever was and the greatest one that is. At the end of the day, I got to be somebody's rib. Young man, the good book says, in order to become a man, you have to give up your childish ways. That's the reason that I took your toys away, as if little boys ain't going to find a way to play them some games. And it said the rod is for the fool's back. So when you don't behave, I'm going to do all I can to cast out your mannish ways, and I better not see a single tear on your face. A man got to know how to take some pain. And you are a man now, little man, big man, mommy man, my little king, my everything, Hiru, Ogun, Shango, Kemet. I cut the men that hurt me right out of your flesh and in the same breath expected you to control yourself, to quit acting like a child. I ain't going to let you be another black nigga running wild, them unraised ingrates at every door that ain't got lamb blood or a strong man at it. Man, grow up. Somebody's got to protect us. Was the reason you joined the lost gods that call themselves trap stars in attempt to protect your mother?
thinking that the streets could help you eat past the weakness of interchangeably being victim and witness, because every corner boy's been told the fastest way to stand 10 toes is with the added weight of a loaded pistol. Now my little man's the aggressor, convinced the best impression is the weapon on the dresser. Is the smothering in my mother in the original sin in your origin story, man, man? Did you wash off your disdain for your mama name in some young woman's pants, man, man? You lack direction on how to keep the pain from festering into rage, but what's your plan, man, man? You got to give 110% to make it, young man. Any mistake will be treated as graven as these graves. They keep digging to bury every ounce of black boy joy they can get their goddamn hands on, like we some lab rats eating cheese from traps that the invisible hand got us trained on. But little man, big man, mommy man, Shiku, Ishu, Habibi, my Habibi, ain't it funny how long it takes to hear somebody call you baby? You had to wait until some young girl you hastily named Eden wrapped round you with her legs, pulling you in off ease in the wake of your mother's need for you to hurry up and be a man. Did she offer you short respite for your heart, desperate for someplace soft? Well, that's until you take the condom off or find a way to piss her off. Now you get to be a boy as angry women acknowledge the lightness of your lost youth transmuted into expletives. It seems as if the only time you are gifted childishness is when you're failing somebody. Damn, low man. Big man, mommy man, Tehuti, Abatala, Ma'at. I swear to God I gave you everything I got. Now here you stand. Proof that life is a majestic sculptor with every pummel and cut. My little man done started to look just like a strong man, bold, bronze, and brazen, with his soul salivating over the taste, both familiar and foreign, of what it feels like to be a real man, to really be a man, a good man, a solid man, a man who stands for something, one who's humble, a man who ain't gonna cut and run at the first sign of trouble, a man with more complexity than a flat screen. He's Dr. Huxtable. But deep down in here, there is a fear so familiar to you, the dread that cut your milk tooth, the anxiety reminding you that you were never given the proper tools to be the men you look up to. You were blessed with a paradise wrapped in a paradox, compartmentalized in Pandora's box, lost in the dark places where you keep the rest of you that is missing, because we've all decided a man's man can't embrace the duality of his existence. Without these pieces, it's like your raw black form is nothing more than a weapon that you brandish. I thought tough love was making you a strong man, but it seems it made you downright mannish. Damn it, little man. And that's that piece.
Really? Really?
My God.
This is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. You couldn't bring this last month for Mother's Day, mommy talking to her son. You had to bring this for June and Father's Day and bring this to Man-Man and let Man-Man know all 8 chambers of ancestral heritage, to let him know from Osiris to Oshun, the first cousin of Isis, the first cousin of Nefertari, exactly where his place is. Don't disappoint me. You know where your place is. You're my little man. Hell, I'm not even going to say no more. I'm just saying man. Mommy was showing off. Go ahead, man. You talk to her. I ain't talking to her no more.
Hey, you talk to her. This piece right here was something else, man. I mean, I felt a mother's passion in this piece. You know what I'm saying? Like, whew, man, I love when you write like this. You know, I love your work, period. But when you write like this, oh, my God. There's definitely something special about your ink. And this piece right here, fire, pure fire. It's fire.
Thank you guys so much. I appreciate it.
I'm mad too. You came in here showing off. She's like, nah. She's like, yo, man, every line she hit, she's like, take that.
Right,
she put
right,
man
right,
man
right.
in, but man is code for take that.
Right.
You know what it is? It's like, I've been going through a lot of things with my son lately, and it's like
you know how when your kids grow up, it's different to look at them because all you get to see is the hindsight of where there could have been another element that you could have added that could have been a positive influence, but we miss out on that because we think that the way that we're doing things are right. And even though all of the things that I stated didn't, you know, weren't specific to me, I see them on a regular basis with women believing that, you know, a strong black woman or, you know, can raise a man, but then you raise him with all of these questions about who he is as a man and where he gets those underlying, you know, needs to be able to you know, really feel like he is truly at place in his body and in the male form, which is something that is really hard for all men. But I think men, you know, men that were raised by women a lot of times, well, not a lot of times. I can't speak for anybody but myself, but. Yeah, sometimes I wonder if I was too tough on him, and that's what led to a lot of the choices that he made. And that's the fundamental, you know, basis of this piece, and that's where I've been writing from the past couple of weeks. As a matter of fact, May has been a month. Anyway, that's it.
All right. All right. No. It's all right. See, having to witness my sister's raising, and please, Van, excuse me for cutting you off. I'm so sorry. But the fact watching my sister raise kids on her own before she got married, I see exactly what you were talking about because she behaved in a particular manner that we weren't raised in. So she had to turn into a different person. And watching that hurt me, so I took her sons. And I showed her sons all this manish shit. And granted, they took a lot of the things that I introduced them to and ran with it and have gone on to college and graduated and have gotten married and have beautiful children. But they remember a lot of things that I did with them. And we still tell those stories to this day. But I cringe to think what would have happened if I wasn't around. Because my other brothers weren't around. But if I wasn't around, what would they think? You know, and how would they behave? Like a woman told me years ago, I know whether or not I'm going to date you based on how you treat and talk to your mother. I didn't get it because I always had a solid respect for my mom. I've been afraid of my mother, and my mother reminded me on more than one occasion, don't disrespect me or disappoint me outside this house. And it always got to me, so I didn't do a lot of things. So I feel a lot with this piece. This piece resonates within me something deep, so thank you. Sorry, Ben.
Thank you.
Oh, no, you good, bro. You good. We're going to usher her on to the Get Down dance floor so she can continue the vibe that she got going on.
Oh, show off.
Showing off. But before we let you go, let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany. Let everybody know.
On Epiphany, so you can find me Monday nights on King and Queen's Quarters. I believe I'm going to be back this Monday. I have to double check. Tuesday night, I will be co-hosting with Mojave for Fly Speak. And coming up alternating Friday nights, I will be hosting a new show, but it's going to be more details of that to come. And also, if you're off of Epiphany and in the Clubhouse, I'll be featuring with Mike Gwynn on June 15th for lyrics, verbs and vibes open mic. So you guys can catch me there. That's about it.
Nice. Love it. All right, now get on over there and get down dance floor. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zarina. Man, whew. Powerful piece. You ready to keep this going, my brother? Are you ready?
Am I ever?
Next up, y'all, we have our favorite Canadian Lady A is in the building. Hey, Lady A.
Hey, how are you?
Doing great.
Welcome.
Thank you. And I'm going to say congratulations on your nomination. I'm not sure. I didn't read anything about it, so I'm not sure what you're nominated for. Is it a spoken word contest, a national spoken word contest that you guys have been nominated for? Or?
We were nominated as best radio, best spoken word radio show.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
We
appreciate that.
Very humbling.
It's because of people like you and the rest of the poets in the community who come faithfully every Thursday to hang out with us and stretch your ink. It's not just our award, it's your award too. So thank you for making it happen.
Oh, you guys are great.
Indeed.
Appreciate you.
Extremely humbling, to say the very least.
Absolutely.
Extremely.
Absolutely.
Well, good luck for sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, of course, Lady A, tonight, we are talking about what is so special about your ink. And we want you to go ahead and get on down.
Okay. Well, what's special about my ink, I guess I can only say that the written word to me is beauty. I love, whether it's sad or dark or happy, full of love, whatever it happens to be, I just feel that it's beauty that spills from our minds and onto the paper, and I just feel very thankful that I'm able to do a little bit of that. And the sweetly spoken word, for sure. But I'm going to read a poem tonight. It's called Collateral Damage. And here it goes. His father was a dealer. He dealt the killing blow. Charisma held his attention till he got hooked on snow. The deepest part of darkness, an endless pit of pain, held its grasp so tightly he got lost inside the game. A wife and two children watched as he deeper went, days of crack not coming back, a fix, a snort, he was hell-bent. Nodding off at dinner, all eyes transfixed on him as kids call, Daddy, Daddy, and there's no hearing them. He's won through love is drugs, not his blushing bride or kids, no money for the groceries, the mortgage, or the bills. His children don't believe him when he says, see you next week. Years of waiting at the door have taught them not to speak. And grandparents pay the hydro, the phone bill, and the food. Tears are cried, dreams have died, the demons have him wooed. Addiction takes many hostage, pours salt into the wounds. It poisons those who live it, and death comes to entomb. End poem.
Wow. That's pretty heavy.
Very heavy.
Talk about it, Van.
You know, when I heard the title, I wasn't expecting this.
No.
Addiction is so powerful. It's so powerful. And hearing you write about it, and I don't know if any of you have ever had to go through it, but hearing it and seeing it takes me back to my childhood, watching the addiction take over two of my aunts when I was young.
Mm-hmm.
And I really understand this piece, and I thank you for sharing the heart of it with us. Why, son?
I thought this was a very moving piece. It told an untold and an unfinished story. Untold because there's pieces to this that people haven't heard, and unfinished because there's still parts of this that haven't been written.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it so beautiful. I truly enjoyed it.
Thank you. It's within my family, and unfortunately, my daughter was his wife, and my two grandchildren are his children. And she fell into, after all that she lived through and tried to, you know, get him to get straight and all the rest of it and trying to make keep the roof over their heads, and then she fell into it, and she's been in it for over 12 years now, and it's just been a real nightmare. So, you know, everyone's involved. Everybody's affected by it, and it's not a one-man show for sure, and it's heartbreaking to watch and stand back and be absolutely helpless as a parent. She's a grown woman, and it's there's nothing you can do. There's not a thing you can do except stand and wait and to pick up the pieces at the end of it all.
Right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for that heavy piece, collateral damage.
That dose of reality, eh? Sorry.
It's okay. Hey, listen. That's what poetry is. It's a hard dose of reality, just from another person's point of view or perspective, or more often than enough, a truth that we've had to deal with.
Yeah.
So we appreciate you. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Now, are you ready to get over to that dance floor? Are you ready? You ready to dance?
I am.
All right. Get on over to that dance floor and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is our favorite Canadian lady, A, coming through, doing what she do. Next up on the mic, J. Rob the Wise Son, area code 707. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Hi, it's Lily Ain't Misbehaving.
Oh, Lily Ain't Misbehaving. Hey, Lily. How you doing?
I'm well, and yourself?
Doing pretty
hey,
good.
Lily.
Doing pretty good.
Hey, congratulations on your nomination.
Congratulations on your
Thank
nomination.
You, so
you on there too. I saw you. You said you didn't know either?
Oh, congratulating me. I'm like, I'm wet.
Absolutely, congratulations. Congratulations. You know now.
I'm going to take my name to Susan Lucci because she don't win shit.
Yo, you hear
that? I'm not, so I ain't got that, but I appreciate the nomination.
I know that's right. Good stuff. J-Rob.
I'm with that.
To this beautiful queen tonight.
Yes, queen tonight, the question is, what is so special about your ending? And if you could please bless us with an ode to what your ink is. Both Ben and I would love for you to please get on down.
That's about mine. I don't know. I guess it's an acquired taste. I don't know. I mean, I speak the truth. For all I know, if it's not my truth, it's someone's. So I don't know. But I don't know when I want to fit. So I guess I'll let you guys choose. Both of them I wrote during National Poetry Month. So would you like to hear next or Five on Deck?
Mm. I like next.
Yeah,
okay.
I like next too. Yeah.
The prompt was to write a poem about moving on. So it's titled next. Look, man, let's just call time a death on whatever this thing is we've been doing for the past umpteenth years. We're not a couple. I don't think we're even friends, because friends don't string other friends along like a dog on a leash, but a bitch needs to move on. We've laid down together for far too long. I've jumped when you text. roll over and assumed any position that you commanded, all for a 30-minute treat, without as much as an attagirl. We're limited to these four walls and a bed. No phone calls, no dates, haven't been to your new house, no trips abroad, but that other broad has seen the world, your friends, family, and the place where you lay your head. While all I got was the opportunity to give you head. Now, I won't put all of the blame on you because you only did what I allowed. I just didn't want to be alone. Truth of the matter is that I've always been alone. With the occasional bone you would throw me and I would go fetch. Whether it was once a month or once a year, I was there at your beck and call, loyal as fuck, on bended knee and open mouth. It's time to dig up the self-respect I've buried so long ago, because it's definitely not an extensive paper trail of text messages that I've saved. You won't find any photographic proof of our wasted time together. Well, there is one from years ago when you stopped by for 5 minutes during my birthday dinner with friends. One photo was with the group as you flashed your pearly whites, but when the two of us posed, not a smile in sight. Why I can't cut ties from this leash, I don't know. I've gotten so comfortable with the little scraps you would throw my way. Scraps of time. I bet my name has never been mentioned to your deceased mom or your bestie. Even man's best friend receives more love. I prayed for the strength to let go of the people and things that aren't beneficial to my mental health. I hope that you receive all the wealth and happiness that your heart desires. My heart's requirements for me is healing, self-love, and self-esteem building. I might as well start a new beginning. In order to start off fresh, I need to delete these old texts and the photos stolen from your Instagram. The photos of you living an exciting, carefree life of travel, tranquility, and other treasures. I'm going to weather the storm that terrifies me. But the good thing about storms is after the rain has fallen, the sun shines brightly with that beautiful rainbow. That's God, and he said that I'm going to be okay. In peace.
Wow.
There was so much emotion in this piece. Oh, my God.
Whoo, Lee, ain't misbehaving.
I love this piece, though. I love what you did with it. I love the realness of it. You know, you. this was serious, serious piece, very serious. I loved it, truly.
Thank you.
Last time. No, thank you.
Yeah, I felt the passion in this to no end, and just thinking, just like, wow, there's just so much to this. I'm just imagining what she was going through something like this that forced her to ink this. This is a beautiful piece, but there's so much in layers. Just as a poet, how could you not feel for what the author just put forward? Absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
Now, I hope you like dancing, because the Get Down Dance Floor is it's filling up fast. And pretty soon we're going to be out there joining everyone else on that dance floor. So if you're ready to get out there and dance, are you ready? You ready?
I might have to sit this one out. I just got home and took my bra off, and I don't want to give myself a black eye. So I'm going to sit over there.
Woo! No. I am so mad at you. So mad at you. How you put that
all
into
right.
My mental Rolodex?
Huh?
I said, how you put that in somebody's mental Rolodex?
I mean, I paint a picture, then I'm not doing it right.
I am not mad at you. That was awesome.
This is a safety issue, so I'm going to sit. Because the devil
appreciate you.
This is a safety issue.
It is a safety issue.
I love it. This is a safety issue.
So sir.
Right.
Awesome.
But we appreciate you so much. And good luck. I hope you win, too.
I hope you guys win.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And the same we're giving to you, beloved. Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. One love and one mic. God bless.
One love, one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lili ain't misbehaving. Whew. Man. Wow, son, are you ready to keep this party going? Are you ready? You ready?
I'm so ready.
Next up, ladies and gentlemen, we got Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man Mojave. What's good with you, Hav?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great, brother. How you doing?
Good day, sir.
I say good day. Y'all caught me mid-bite, too. Lord. I was like...
It's great to hear from you, man, and congratulations to you.
Congratulations to you is in order for the Honey Drippers Erotic Poetry Collective. I'm proud to be a part of it.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
that part right there, sir. That part right there, that's absolutely dope.
Well, gentlemen, it has been a fantastic time to be here because I literally found out today. So I'm like,
really
shocked today. I was today years old because I was alerted by a good friend of mine. A little birdie told me, and I was like, what? What do you mean we got nominated? What are you talking about? And I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, not then I had to spread the word, so you know how that goes.
Hey, man, we got to make sure we get our votes. Everyone get their votes, man, because you know, sometimes those things kind of go unnoticed or unspoken, you know, so people can win who usually win all the time, but not this go around, baby. We letting everybody know.
Oh yeah, no.
Listen, whoever is responsible for putting us in the mix, God bless them, and may their blessings continue to overflow, because that was a definite good look.
Absolutely.
It absolutely was a great look, better than anything that I would have expected, because normally, you know, I'll be caring enough to No, not really. I always be like, hey, we're not going to win. But I don't know. It's weird. It might happen. But I do know that who I voted for Sit down. So I can get on down.
I voted for...
We appreciate you, brother.
I voted for the Honey Drippers.
I voted for the Honey Drippers.
It's good stuff.
It's good stuff. As a matter of fact, I do hope we win, because that would be nice. But we got more things coming. We're doing Drip Test Part 2 in December. Woo! I'm just going to make it ugly for everybody because we know what we're doing.
Nice.
And it's just going to be ugly. It's just going to be fantastically ugly. And maybe J-Rob will be there and he won't be doing his due and diligent duty. He'll actually be able to stop through and do some things. Might be nice.
You're doing it in December?
Sounds good. That is correct, sir.
Me and you are going to have a calendar fight, man. You know what happens in December.
It's December 9th, so I don't know. I'm telling you ahead of schedule. We got a couple months to get together.
Square. My cousin was square. Think of December 9th and think of the month of December.
Yes, I already know.
There you go.
I can't just change it for one
person. It's all right. But anyway. It's a blast having you. Again, congratulations. I love you to no end. I know Van loves you. He don't say it enough for me, but I love you.
And you know how I feel about you being tattooed down. You know.
No, so Ben's going to love me next week. He doesn't even understand how much he's going to love me next week. He's going to love me. He's going to be like, he's going to be like, ah, and I'm going to be like, yes.
See?
Okay.
So that being the case, because of family friend of mine, tonight is definitely a great night. But tonight is a special night because we get to hear from you what is so special about your ink. Please, get on down.
About my ink, other than the fact that it belongs to me. And it speaks of who I am, the whole of me, the soul of me, my trials, my triumphs, my tribulations, my victories, my defeats. The sensuality that I believe in, what I contain, my eroticism, you know, my intellect, my form of communication, my social justice. Everybody's in possession of their own particular ink. I don't believe my ink to be better than anyone else's, other than the fact that it belongs to me, and that I am committed to making my ink much better, you know, much better for me, not for anybody else. I'm in competition with nobody. It's just me against myself. I don't believe myself to be a better poet. I just believe myself to be a better me. So that's what's so special about my ink. That's it, a piece. You fell in love with me through your ears, your mind's eye telling you to feel, your heart evidenced by your soul who corroborated what it felt like and ascertained the realness of it. For me, I'm in need of your sweet touch. I need to feel your loving arms about me, want to kiss you soft and deep, need to feel the echo of your love in the hallways of my soul, want my breath to become yours, need the touch of your wave to wash my shores. Let the sound of seagulls in the air be the peace that we share. You are restored. Your arms wrap yourself about me with an intimate energy that recharges my batteries. Let me reciprocate, give you equal everything that we'll share. All the suppleness of your skin to be love, to kiss your essence all over, and let me feel all that within. You are my dream, my love. Let me receive you, allow you to enter into my heart freely, let the hold of me protect you, give you your admiration, and I know you will say, you found me, you heard me, you came to me, you covered me. Let me fulfill your wants. Secure your belief in love. Love you until your doubts die with actions that are foundational in trust, truth. Being our mortal, what is built is a covenant arced and arched within our spirit with the heart glowing. Each day we are growing exponentially. You see, I have been waiting for you. For a kiss so true that it makes me vibrate in contemplation. Make the heavens exuberant. Shout in the exuberance that these stars bow to the light of your brilliance. Cloak the night like a cape, blowing the solar winds, vising your vision, the sun in imposition, knowing that we create the universes within our kiss. Move, milky ways in our touch. Transverse, tesseracts, and desirous dimensions ascertained through ecstasy's ascension, this hearty hunger for you, the galactic. Allow me to boldly go where no one has gone before. Move, Milky Ways, and I'll touch. Transverse texturex, desirous dimensions, ascertaining through ecstasy's dimensions, my hearty hunger for you, intergalactic. Engage. you make it so. You're my number one.
You just smooth for no damn reason. That's how I know we family. You just smooth for no reason. The only thing missing from this poem from you is a cigar and some sunglasses. You just smooth for no damn reason, sir. Just no damn reason. No damn reason. I love this. And whatever music that was in the background, I really was digging that. But again I say, you just smooth for no damn reason.
Well, thank you, Kessel. I appreciate that. Take one to know one. I'm not the Bronx River Rider, the Harlem River Rider. I'm not that guy. I'm not the Rob the Wise Son. But, I think I do okay. And I'm definitely
that's not what I'm going.
We not that. Plus, Van writes all your poetry. So, we know how that happens.
Thank you. Finally. Thank you. My God, man. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the views that are expressed here on Epiphany Radio do not represent those of Epiphany Radio. They represent each of their individual contributors. So please pay no attention to those behind the curtains. Anyway. Yeah.
As we all collectively say, thank you.
Yeah, that's not me behind the curtain. That's not it. That's wow.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, I write all the poetry. Yeah. I'm not that great.
The only reason we got nominated is because somebody tuned in on the night when Van wrote this stuff for me yet again.
What?
That's when Van was handing out the I coochie stare. But we know it's about to get off the board. But
Can I tell you a secret?
Go ahead, tell me a secret.
You heard that song. Ooh, chi wally wally, ooh, chi bang bang, ooh, chi wally wally, ooh, chi bang bang. That was written for Van. Van wrote that.
Make them want a spirit shot. Yeah, we already know.
Yep. It was like, yeah. I don't know, I don't have a hook for this song. And Van said, well, this is what they say about me in Baltimore.
Look how big his beard is. That beard has been fertilized. It's a big beard.
And his eyes are green. And he's all bald headed. And he likes chocolatey.
Hey, Mojave, let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio. Great poetry, by the way. I'm glad you asked me that question.
I can't with him. Well, not to ask me, this Tuesday on the 50 Radio Universal for Real Entertainment Network, where we encourage you to take your socks off. Baby, baby, we will be having our installment of Flash Speak Open Mic, which will be featuring Brother Habib, winner of the Iron Sharpens Iron competition on Clubhouse. We will be having the very dope Poppy Woodward, as well as Death's Note, Death's Now, Death, that's what we're going
caller, but she's really a dope poet. We're going ham in here, and our first time we'll be hosting for the first time, I'll not be by myself on this, it will be hosted by Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zuita, a.k.a. Mahogany Soul, here in the building for a Piffy Ray Universe, rocking out for you every day of the week. Piffy Ray Universe, the starship, will boldly go. The poems haven't been before. Take your socks off. Okay, that's what we're doing.
My man.
All right.
All right.
Yeah,
well, all right.
You got to throw the little commercial in there and everything else. You know, you go back and say, hey, it's a little commercial. You know, you chop that up. Chop that out the thing and play it, you know. You have to do it.
Appreciate you, good brother. We're going to go ahead and get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so we can keep this party going.
All righty, man.
We'll get out there and do the Huck-a-Buck.
The Huck-a-Bucket.
One love, one mic, bro. Buck-a-Huck.
One love,
Buck-a-Huck.
He's like Huck-a-Bucket.
One love, one mic, bro.
What the fuck is
going on?
I'm sorry.
Pay no mind.
One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic. Hey.
Hey, gentlemen, that is Mahogany Ketchum this coming Tuesday with Fly Speak with Edwina Simmons, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Mahogany Soul. Next up on the mic, we got Epiphany's own hosted, one half hosted Just J Tina show. We got Just J in the building. What up with you, Just J?
Hey, man, congratulations, you guys.
Amen.
You
amen.
Awesome.
Amen.
Congrats
amen.
To y'all, too.
We
want
to say
now.
Thank you, but congrats to y'all, too. We see Small House of Poetry up on there. Come on now.
You know what? To even be mentioned with you guys, man, in any type of arena, bro, is the best thing ever in the world, you know. Because I've heard you guys doing things like this for years, man. For real, bro. For real. This is surreal for me. This is surreal for me.
I appreciate you, kid. I really appreciate you.
We appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
Well deserved. Well deserved. You know, y'all doing your thing over there, man. Can't lie now. Y'all doing your thing now.
You know what, man? If it had just been me, bro, it'd have tanked a long time ago. We got a open think tank type of deal. You know, everybody's voice counts, the whole nine. And it's been kept me out of trouble. accountability is good as well, too. So it's been really good as far as the people come in, they see the family atmosphere, and they want to be a part of it.
Very true.
Amazing stuff, bro.
Very, very true.
Yes,
thank
sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We are just brothers and sisters. We got a Mama Donna down there, and she our sister, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. So, young man, dig this. Tonight.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, the question becomes, what is so special about your ink? And with that being the case, Van and I are going to slide to the left and let you get on down.
Appreciate you, brothers. My poem is going to talk about that. I think what's so special about my ink is everything that I've had to do to just get it to this point, knowing what it should look like, knowing that it can actually do something more than just be for a crowd to like or dislike or whatever the vibe is. And I'm about to go into my piece now. Breathe. In and out. Breathe. Breathing is not a luxury quickly or bountifully allotted to me when I just take thought. Words form poems on the ether of my tongue. but by the pain comes. It's that squeeze, that seize, a barrel under pressure, a turbulent seas. And I float on this verbiage. First I'm phasing, then I'm drifting out of focus. Breathe. Slowly. Centering. Balancing. So that the oxygen coming in will fire the boiler, evenly dispersing its radiance. So that the compulsion expands and bands a million potentials, and that's the complexity of exponentials. An entire ocean waiting to leave through the trickle of a small stream. All pouring out its trickle, with an ocean waiting to enter along the shoreline. Mental note, take time to take in the wind. Slow it down. Breathe. You're still alive. Feel the stress leaving. The trees swaying. The air breathing. I want to breathe oxygen in real time and be fine. But the war is woven into the walls of in between the lines. Every spark, every grind, I want my recitation to be a resuscitation of moments and memories played in the 8mm of one's mind. Poem not heard but lived. A poem with living roots that reach deep into the well of thought. And you, the listener, are privy to see the desserts and the wines that the foolish has produced. If I could just root the poem to the passages, no matter how delicate or how savage, embrace the trickery with the terms, the clever little traps covering the tracks, but the scarecrow pops from out of the furrows to frighten away the magpies. You see, this is a normal day. For me, the poem crafter, the measurer, the writer, the grafter, the slave, the master, the noble one, the bastard. Or am I just a beautiful black child's laughter? A soul breathing has a desire for breathing in and out. Life-giving air. Poem.
Bro.
So, bro. Go ahead, man. Give it to him.
Bro. Hey, man, you wanted to come in here and show out. That's what you wanted to do. You want to come and show out.
I've been chiseling on this one for a few days, man. It's an old form. I retrofitted it.
Nah, bro. This was a fighter piece, though, bro. Real talk, man. See what you been doing, man. This is why you're nominated, bro. This is why you're nominated, bro. This right here. This kind of stuff. Congratulations again. That's a dope piece. Why, son?
It started here, man. It started right here in the Epiphany. Everybody needs
to
know that.
Nah, don't be lying. You've been on Mount Everest for a long time.
I thought that Epiphany only had a Thursday show, and one day I called in on another day, and they actually had a show on that day, too. So, yeah, it started right here.
This guy here, boy, I tell you, these young kids today with their MTV and their fancy radios, boy, I tell you, but well deserved, awesome piece,
amen.
Thoroughly enjoyed, and I gotta tell you something. From the first time I've ever heard you till right now, this is such a steep evolution in your writing style, your delivery, and your material. It's been well worth the journey listening to what you put together, bro.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, J-Rob.
Real talk.
Yes, sir.
Thoroughly enjoyed.
Hey, man. Definitely, man. Let everybody know what you got popping off in Epiphany Radio.
Man, at Epiphany Radio, man, this Saturday, come out and check out me and Gina Storm. We're going to be doing the Just Day and Gina show. Come on down there and check us out. We're going to be having a nice time. We're going to be talking trash and all that type of stuff. Y'all going to enjoy it. Oh, one last thing. I don't even know what I've been nominated for, man. I don't.
You was nominated. Y'all were nominated for what we was nominated for, both Fashion Poetry Radio Show, man. So accepted. We head to head.
Oh,
thing, bro.
This is a setup. Wait a minute. This the screw is on. The screw is in.
I knew he was going to say that, Jake.
So y'all got a y'all want to go against, right? Y'all just do it like that nowadays. Y'all got that type of pull down. What the?
This was nothing done by the two brothers who are speaking currently.
Van, oh, I depend on you for the truth, brother.
Not me. Not it. As my kids would say, not it.
All right. That's cool.
Well,
that's
this
cool.
Saturday, can't
they
wait.
Just put a new dimension on it. Gina had mentioned it to me this morning, but she didn't. She didn't give me like the full detail, and I was just like, you know, wow, that's cool. And then when she started telling me some of the people that were involved in it, like overall, I was just like, get out of here. Yeah, so I was like that. So
mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that we was in the same. Yeah, that's awesome, fellas. That's so awesome.
Listen, it's all family at the end of the day, bro.
At the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Man, but I appreciate y'all for getting me this far, man, as far as all this stuff with the even for Small House to be where it's at, man, it started with you guys. Appreciate y'all, man. Y'all really showed me that you can take something and believe in it and mold it. And then everybody else come into it, and it is what it is. And then the next thing you know, you're heading out to the dance floor.
Amen. Beautiful when it's done right.
All right, let me go ahead and slide y'all. Much love, fellas.
Get you on over to that dance floor.
Amen. I'm going to go ahead and hit my Nipsey Russell, our chi on them.
Get it on, baby, get it on.
Y'all be easy, brothers.
All right, bro.
My man, thank you.
Mike. Next up, J-Rob, the wise son, we have the other half host of the Just Jay Gina. So we got Gina Storm in the building. Hey, Gina.
Happy Thursday, guys.
Unmute your mic.
I did.
Happy
I'm
Thursday.
Learning.
How you doing?
How are you? Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday,
doing
little
good.
Friday
How
to
are
you, beloved.
Happy Thursday indeed.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday Eve. I came to get down.
Came to get down.
As you should.
To get off the seat and jump around. Jump around. Oh, my bad. Wrong show. Sorry.
Stop that. Stop that.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So, go ahead, Van. Please usher sister into.
Well, you know, tonight we're talking about what's so special about your poetry. So, we're going to get out of the way and let you go ahead and get on now.
All right. What's so special about my poetry? It's mine. Each of us have our own voice, and our pens are reflective of that. I got three pieces that I want to read, so I don't know which one to choose, so y'all pick a number between one and three.
One.
Okay.
One.
Let's go. I titled this piece, Everywhere. I see love in everything, always, every place, all the time. It's a gift of mine. I feel deeply, and I love hard. I'm loyal completely. Don't get it twisted. I didn't always love this way, but I'm a lover of love these days. I love the way that I want to be loved. I'm a great kisser, and I give healing hugs. I see with my heart, and I'm honest. I promise. I love when love shows up unexpectedly, and I embrace new relationships, friendships, connections. Doesn't have to be going to be lasting, but as long as we're connected, I want you to feel that love for me. especially look for and want, and I'm seeking romance plus affection. I rarely notice a distraction. I'm hyper-focused and having my happily ever after. I can't imagine a life without love. I would be lost and unhappy. My pen would be dry. My heart would be asking me why, and I wouldn't be me, because a life without love, I don't know what that looks like. So I'm not thinking that. A life without love can miss me, because I live here and dwell in the place where love lives, in Peter.
I live here where love lives.
Mm. No, that, I like that. Right, cool. I live here where love lives. Absolutely.
I really enjoy that piece.
Thank y'all. I appreciate it.
There's a couple of different ways to
your nomination.
That.
Oh, go ahead, J. Rob. I was
just the fact that Luther Vandross has that song, "A House Is Not a Home." Take her line with "A House Is Not a Home" and play that through, and it turns into a really decent piece of poetry.
Wow. I love me some Luther. Thank you, Jaylen.
That's dope.
I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. I'm glad I had an opportunity to get down.
No,
I know
this is
gonna
make it. An amazing piece. I'm glad you had an opportunity to get down, too. Shoot.
I'm glad
y'all
picked number one.
Right.
That was the first of three. Yeah, I was like, I looked at three poems, and what I did was I typed in my search engine, my pen, and Gina Storm. And lots of options came up, and my top three, y'all picked number one, so... You picked it. I appreciate being able to share it with you.
We appreciate you.
Incredible.
Thank you, guys.
No, thank you. Hey, no. You cannot go nowhere yet. You got to let everybody know what you got going on before you disappear.
At 9 p.m., Eastern Standard, 8 p.m. Central Standard. You can catch Just Jay and myself, Gina, Just Jay and Gina show here at the Epiphany Universe. The Small House of Poetry was nominated for a Spoken Word Award, as well as the Get Down. Congratulations, guys. Like Jay said, we're not competitions. We're brothers and sisters, and I'm voting for everybody because I want us all to win. And we're winning just by being nominated, so it means the world to me.
That part right there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we are looking forward to this coming Saturday. We cannot wait. Now, the dance floor awaits your arrival. So get on out there and
do
what it is that
you
do.
I'm ready to get down. I'm ready. You guys, next time,
One Love, One Mic. Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Storm going to the Get Down dance floor. Woo! Why, son, my goodness, my gracious, what a show tonight. What a show, man. Listen.
I totally agree.
Listen, man. Listen, join Just Jay and Gina Storm to Saturday for their show. Sunday should be the return of the Inspiration Factory. Monday, King and Queen's Quarters. Tuesday, Fly Speak. And then next Thursday, the Get Down, we'll be back with the two of us. Last words, we'll start with you, Wise Son.
First and foremost, congrats, Van. Thank you for being a positive force. For everyone who's ever listened to us, bro, this is an awesome blessing. So thank you so much for being who you are and allowing what we do to be able to happen. To the listeners, whoever nominated Van and I, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so very much. This is something that neither one of us could have ever imagined was coming through. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And to the Epiphany Radio Universe family, we're some dope poets, and let's stay consistent, and let's continue to be creative, stretching our pens and showing the poetry community, what family looks like when we put it together, and ink meets paper and creativity meets imagination. You guys mean the world to me. I love y'all and can't wait to see the results, and I hope through some miracle of blessings that all of us get chosen. Van Meadows.
Hey, man, I appreciate those kind of words right back at you, bro. I love you, man. Couldn't do this show without you. And whoever nominated us, from the bottom of our hearts, we thank you. Without you, there is no get down. I will say that until I'm blue in the face, until there's no more breath in me. That nomination is for all of us. This is your show. We just come, you know, to help inspire creativity, because y'all inspire us every show. So we appreciate you. We thank you. And we love you. And we look forward to the next get down, because you guys just make them all so amazing. Wise son, I love you, bro. I can't wait to do this with you next week, man. One love, one mic. Till we meet again. Peace.
Peace, y'all.